As you're settling into your lunch, I'm going to introduce our lunch speaker, Jennifer Walker Gates. She is a co-founder and managing partner of JLW Immigration Law Group in Austin, Texas, and has been practicing immigration law for many years, but she also is an executive coach certified by the Neuro Leadership Institute. And so she is here to talk to us about dealing with election anxiety, which I'm sure none of us have. So let's welcome Jennifer. Thank you.
Is this on? Can y'all hear me? Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here with y'all talking about this really fun topic. I do want to say that I'm going to keep it nonpartisan today. I imagine that many of us are probably rooting for the same candidate, but in case that's, you know, not 100% true, I do believe that election anxiety is a nonpartisan issue. All of us have it. And so I'm going to really try to keep my political opinions and views out of the presentation. If something slips through, I apologize. But I'm going to try to keep it universal. Before we get into the substance, I want to take a little poll. I heard Ramon asking this question in the last panel. I know we have a wide range of time and grade here, so I wanted to do a little poll and see who has been practicing 0 to 5 years? Okay, 5 to 10? All right, 10 to 20 years. That's me, I'm 19, Amelia, all right. And then I know we have a bunch of our beloved veterans here. 20 years or more, raise your hands. Let's give these guys a round of applause for blazing the trail. Veterans, I wonder, did any of y'all foresee when you started that our chosen field would become such a flashpoint of social controversy and political toxicity and dysfunction? Did anyone see that coming? No? Am I the only one kind of thinking about alternative career ideas? Becoming a truck driver, tax law, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, I'm just really brainstorming a lot these days. Anyone else have family members who won't speak to them now? Yeah. And then one question for the brand new people, the 0 to 5 years people. What the hell were y'all thinking? Actually, this is such meaningful work. It's such important work that we do. It impacts and reverberates through whole communities and through generation after generation and families. So even though if we question your sanity a little bit, we are happy to have you on the path with us. So these are actual headlines that I pulled from publications that I've seen recently. Voter suppression, razor-thin margins, misinformation, the popular vote could be overridden. The news right now is full of anxiety-provoking messages. I just walked through the lobby a second ago out to my car, and there's a news station up on the screens in the lobby, and the headlines floating across the screen made my gut clench. And this is to say nothing of the absolute carnage that is in my email inbox and my text messages every single time I check, because I've made the mistake of donating to some political candidates from time to time. So the messages that we're seeing right now are relaying to us that our institutions, the ones that we hold dear as Americans and probably have always taken for granted, seem threatened. They seem endangered. And so it's no wonder if we're feeling anxiety. And of course, as immigration practitioners, we are uniquely impacted by the outcome of presidential elections, much more so than most of the people who are even more freaked out about this election. Our practices will be impacted, depending on who wins, in different ways. The policies that we work with will be impacted. For many of us, our bottom line will be impacted. Our clients most certainly will be impacted.